The fight to keep Long Island College Hospital alive could be coming to a close. The State University of New York has rejected the top bidder for Litch. WNYC's Fred Mogul reports the next two bidders would reduce Litch to a small outpatient facility.
SUNY was always going to leave behind some modest medical services when the university sold off Litch for condos. But last year, Bill de Blasio helped cement his mayoral candidacy by fighting to preserve a full-service hospital. The preliminary bid winner, Brooklyn Health Partners, offered a traditional hospital with hundreds of beds, but SUNY doubted the first-time developer could pull it off and rejected the bid. Next up in negotiations is the Peebles Corporation, which has partnered with Maimonides and North Shore LIJ, two profitable, well-connected hospital systems. Their proposal features a freestanding emergency room and a range of primary care and outpatient surgical services on less than 10% of the Litch campus, with the rest going to apartments. Brooklyn Health Partners has accused SUNY of negotiating in bad faith and has threatened court action. For WNYC, I'm Fred Mogul.